Ja, wir haben auf Kuch Gimmel. Er geht kein Yabeles bei Migdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to cut off Yabeles like a ward. Something that's growing on an animal, on the behemoth, you're allowed to cut off the ward on Shabbos. The Rashi learns the shiloh of a korban. It's a mum by a tomid. The korban tomid that they used to bring on Shabbos, it has a mum like a growth on the behemoth. So you're allowed to cut it off on Shabbos. It's choytchen yabelas b'migdash, avoloi b'medina. But you're not allowed to do it in the Medina, means outside Beis HaMikdash, even in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, the rest it's also to do it. It's only a special heter to do it in the Beis HaMikdash for the korbanos. V'im b'kli, but let's say you're using a keli, you want to use a knife to cut it off with, then kan v'kan osir. It's even osir in the Beis HaMikdash. So Chorah Tana from the Mishnah hold that an issue of the Yeraisa you're not allowed to do, even for the purpose of a korban. Like if this korban now has a mum on it, and you have to use a kli, a knife, to cut it off, which would be an issue deraisa, it's also to do it. It's only mutter, even the Beis HaMikdash, only to use it with your hands. Not to use a kli, though. So it's only yosim with the Rabbonin. On an issue, the Rabbonin here will make it to do, because it's called Tzarech Kotchim, Tzarech the Beis HaMikdash. And the second Rashi says, Choytchin Yabelis, B'yad Komer, you'll have to use with your hand. V'im b'kli kan v'kanoser. But if you use a knife to cut off this ward growing on the animal, that's an issur d'oraisa. It's also even for the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. The yaf agav the chiyoved nami biyad misakenu. Even though if you use your hands to cut it off with, it's also like osim the rabbonin. The hevi le chotich mebalachayim vehevi told us the goizis es hatzemer. Hey, the issur would be any time you cut something off a live animal, it's also mishum goizis. The melacha goizis is, you're not allowed to shave off the wool of an animal. That's the melacha's goizis. Who had then, if you had any growth on the animal, cutting off the growth would be also midiraisa of goizis. Afilu hochi, kivun neklacha yad kovid, but since here you're only doing it with your hand, not with a knife, that's called the shinu, it's something different. It's not the normal manner. Shein kan derech lechoitcha elo besakin, the normal manner is to do use a knife, is mele ein kan elo shvus. Anything you do not the normal manner is only yosem with the rabbonin and not with the raisa. So about this only yosem with the rabbonin, we say in the Beis HaMikdash, the rabbonin didn't make the gzeres. Other the imbekli, let's say using a knife to cut off this growth on the animal, the imbekli can't be kan osem. The yav malacha heavy, because what you're doing, cutting off a growth from a live animal, is an issur d'oraisa. Hoyel v'yena mishanem mikamay shayse mechol. Since you're not changing, you're doing the normal manner, the way you do it on the weekday, that's an issur d'oraisa. So therefore, our Tana holds that this hechsher mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos. So you have no heter to do an issur d'oraisa. It's only us to use your hands to do an issur d'rabbanan. For the Gemara Astira, or Reminu Havakasha, there's a Mishnah in Imsochim that says, Herkivu v'havosoi chutz letchum, v'chatichas yabalosoi ein doichin. There it's a Mishnah about what things are Dirche Shabbos when you have to bring the Korban Pesach. If Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, like what are you allowed to do on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, that's Dirche Shabbos. So there the Mishnah says, Ha'akivoy, if you have the Korban Pesach far away, and you want to carry it now on your back, or else, Ve'akivoy v'avosoy mechutz l'tchum. Ve'akivoy means you want to carry it on your back, or else v'avosoy mechutz l'tchum. You want to carry it chutz l'tchum. The animal is chutz l'tchum. And this stam you want is not carrying it. Hey, so the first shalat at kibbutz means you're carrying the animal, which should be an issur, you're carrying it through the Rishus HaRabim. Now, v'yavosim mechutz l'tchum. If the animal is chutz l'tchum, so even though the animal is walking himself, but it's also to bring it from chutz l'tchum. V'yachatichas yabalosay. And if you have the korban pesach that has the ward, the growth on it, you're not allowed to cut it off on the Shabbos. Is ein doichin. That's what the Mishnah says. You're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos. Reb Elezer, why me? Reb Elezer says there in Psochim, Doichin. Reb Elezer holds it is Doichin. Because Reb Elezer's shita is that Machshirim Mitzvah is also Doichin Shabbos. So just like the goof for the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos. Who are then to make the Korban Roy to be used? Like here to carry the Korban through the Rishus HaRabim into the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Or cut off the ward on Shabbos. According to Reb Elezer, it's Mutter. But according to Tanna Kamma, the Chura Stam Mishnah over there, like our Stam Mishnah here, it's a Stira. Because there it says Stam, you're not allowed to be Deicha Shabbos, you can't cut off the growth on Shabbos. And now Mishnah says, Choytzchen Yabalosa B'migdish, that in the base of Migdish is Mutter, so Chura it's a Stira. Yeah. And the Gemara, Reb Leza, Reb Yosi Ben Chanina, they both give two different roots.
Chadoma, one says, ho v'ho b'lacha. Both Mishnahs are talking about that the wood, the growth on the animal, on the carbon, is a lach, is a fresh one. It's growing still. Lach, it's wet like. For like kashin, there's no stira. Kan biyad, kan bikli, there's no stira. Our Mishnah that says chaytchin is talking about biyad. If you do it with the shinu, with your hands, you're allowed to cut it off with your hand. That's that the Mishnah over there in Pesachim says you're not allowed to cut off the growth on Shabbos from your korban Pesach. It's talking about with a knife. With a kli, that's an issue deraisa. Kan biyad, kan bikli, that's one teretz. The Chadoma, one gives another teretz. Ho v'ho biyad. No, both Mishnahs are talking about biyad. And still, the Mishnah Pesachim says you're not allowed to even do it with a shinui. Even with your hands, you can't cut off the growth from the carbon. So it's a stira. Our Mishnah says if it's with your hands, you are allowed to do it. Since it's only yosim in the Rabbonin, it's not the normal manner. It's only yosim in the Rabbonin namekel in the Beis HaMikdash. So why by the carbon Pesach is it also? For Leikasha, there's no stira. Ho b'leicha, ho v'yabesha. Our Mishnah is talking about the growth is still growing nicely. It's leich, it's wet. So therefore, it's an issur d'oraisa to cut it off. So therefore, we're only makel to do it when with yad. And if I can, the kasha b'leicha again. Ho b'leicha means the Mishnah Pesachim. Hey, the Mishnah Pesachim is talking about where it's leicha, where leicha means that it's wet, it's growing. So that's also to cut it off, because close the mind, it's growing like it's also to cut it off. And ho v'yabesha. Our Mishnah is talking about where it's dry. If it's dry, then kamat is no issur anymore. So therefore, we'll make go to cut it off. So Rashi has masnisin biyabesha. Our Mishnah is talking about what's dried up. Even though the wood is kamat dried off already, so therefore it's mut to do it with your hands. But our Mishnah still says with the kli it's osur. Mishum the Masakin law, you're still fixing up the animal. The Indian malacha covered. You're doing some type of a malacha. Or the psachim balacha, the tavayu biyad. But the Gemara in Psachim is talking about where it's wet. But even though it's biyad, still it's osur. Well, that's the chiddush, the chilik. That the Mishnah Psachim that says it's osur, even biyad, even though it's only osur midrabbonim, even midrabbonim it's osur to do it. Since the growth is growing, it's a leich, it's a wet one. There, if you would cut it off with a kli, it'd be an issur d'oraisa. The rabbanon will mach, even with the rabbanon, you can't use your hands to cut it off. Our Mishnah said it's mutter. Is that we're talking about the yabesha where the wood is already dried up? So if it's dried up, kamat, there's no shal in issur d'oraisa. Like it's commanded, it's off already. It's only awesome with the rabbanon. So the rabbanon are makel to do it with your hands, but still with a kli, it's awesome. So the Gemara now, Olaman diyama ho biyad ho bekli. The first teretz that the chiluk was our Mishnah is talking about using your hands. That's why it's mutter. And the Mishnah Pesachim is talking about a kli. That's why it's also my time yom ho b'leich ob yavesha. Why doesn't the first teretz like the second teretz that our Mishnah is talking about the yavesha which dried up already? This growth, the wood. Omaloch, I tell you, yavesha afilo b'kli namishori. They hold no. Our Mishnah can be talking about that the wood is already dried up. Because if it's dried up, it's not an issur d'oraisa. It's not called geizes. It's like a dead piece of meat. So there's no issur cutting it off. Even the kli, even using a knife, should be mutter. My time away, ifrucha ifruch. It's just like you're breaking it off. It's like it's brittle. It's just a breaking off. So there's no issur breaking off like a piece of meat that's dried up already. So if it's dried up the wood here, the our Mishnah can't say it's also the kli. So since our Mishnah says by using a knife, it's an issur, mashma sosa midiraisam, you have to say our Mishnah is talking about palecha, that the growth is taka, a growing one, that's still wetness to it, that's an issur deraisa cutting it off. So therefore our Mishnah says, how is it mutter? Only biyad, with your hand it's mutter. And the Mishnah Pesachim, it says it's osur, he's talking about bakli. Because bakli and issur deraisa, it's osur to do it. It's only Reb Lezer, the next Monday Yom Adem Pesachim, that holds it's mutter. Because he holds machshir mitzvah zeicha Shabbos. But not like Reb Lezer, machshir mitzvah, not doicha Shabbos, you can't use a knife. Vaitu leman diyama, the second teretz we had, ho b'leich, ho b'yavesha. That the second teretz says that our Mishnah is talking about was dried up, and that's why it's mutter. And the Mishnah is talking about b'leicha, is my time leyama ho b'yad ho b'kli. Why don't they like the first teretz, that the Mishnah is talking about b'kli, that's what's osur? Omloch, I'll answer you. The kli, if it's talking about a kli, it says in our Mishnah, Beferesh Mishnah, in the kli, kan v'kan osur. like if the Mishnah Psachim Zos talking about a Kli, so what do I need two Mishnahs for? Our Mishnah said it already. Our Mishnah said, what is Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash? Only Biyad. Abu the Kli, if you use a Kli, Kanva Kan Osir. So our Mishnah says to use a knife to cut off the growth is Osir. So what do I have to have a Mishnah Psachim to say also it's Osir? Pshita, if the Mishnah there is talking about a Kli, that's the same thing like our Mishnah. So that's why they'd rather learn no. The Mishnah Psachim is also talking about Biyad. The Nafkamina is that our Mishnah is talking about where it's Yabeshta, where it's dried up already. That's why it's Mutter. And the Mishnah Psachim is talking about where it's wet. That's why it's Osir. But Al Kli, they don't like to say that's Teres and Psachim, because our Mishnah already said that the Kli is Osir. What do we have to have two Mishnahs for? The Iduch, what does the first Teres do with this Kasha? It's not Shver. Ho Diktani Hosam. Why does it say it over again a second time in the Mishnah Psachim to say that you can't use a Kli to cut off the growth? It said it already here in Masecht Ervin, you can't use a Kli. The Kaboy Yeflugi Reb Lezer Rabbonin. I'll tell you, because it wants to say the Chiddush of Reb Lezer. That Reb Lezer says, even though it's an Issur D'oraisa to use a knife to cut off the growth, still it's Mutter. Because he holds Machshirei Mitzvah is also Doiche Shabbos. So since the Hakrovis of the Korban Pesach is Doiche Shabbos, who are then something you have to do to fix up the Korban to be able to use it is also Doiche Shabbos. So that's why the Mishnah says it over there. The Tanakhama that says it's also Pshit, it's also like our Mishnah says. But the Chiddush is Reb Lezer's Halachon. That he holds it's Mutter to do an Issur D'oraisa because you be Machshir, you're making the Korban Roy to be used. The Iduch, I'm going to say, what is the second Teretz? Why don't they like that Teretz? The Iduch, Dumya d'Hakiva v'Havosay, Mechus Tchum. What does the Mishnah Psachim says? It's talking about things you're not allowed to do for the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So it starts off saying you're not allowed to carry the Korban through the Rishus Rabbim. You're not allowed to bring it through the Tchum. Now, Poshe, those two are only us and the Rabbonin. Because we hold like Reb Nosson that the Chai Noisi Atzmai. So if you carry a live behemoth, Midirais the Smutter. So it's still the Mishnah that says it's Osir. That means even though it's only Osir, the Rabbonin, still it's Osir. So you see, the Mishnah and Psachim are talking about Isur the Rabbonins. So that's why it's Mashm, even the cutting off the Yabalosrein, is also not talking with a knife. That's Osir Midiraisa. But rather, it's talking about with your hand, that's only Osir the Rabbonin. Dumya the Akiva of Yavosim Chusitchum, Ketoni. The Rabbonin, that those two are both Isurim, the Rabbonins. Bringing something Chusitchum is only the Rabbonin portion. And carrying a Balchai is only Osir the Rabbonin. The Iduch, what does the second Teretz do? The Iduch, no. Herkivoy atayuz nisir diraisa. By carrying a behemoth through the Rishus Rabbim, it's also midiraisa. Why? Because the like Reb Nosson, this man Yoma does not hold like Reb Nosson. The Yoma that Reb Nosson says, ha-chai nisir atzmoy. That's Reb Nosson shita. Anytime you're holding a live person or a live animal, there's no isir midiraisa. Like we said, Svar, that's not the isir malacha v'itzor. So the Tana there in the Mishnah in Psachim holds not like Reb Nosson. He holds no, even though you're carrying an animal, still this awesome midiraisa. And vayta havosar mechus tchum, that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to bring the korban pesach on Shabbos if it's out of the tchum of the Beis Hamikdash, you can't bring it into the tchum. Hatay is also awesome midiraisa. Rebbe Akiva like Rebbe Akiva shita. The Yom Rebbe Akiva shita is tchum of the midiraisa. Rebbe Akiva shita is that carrying something, bringing something, chus tchum is awesome midiraisa. So Mela, the whole Mishnah there is also talking about Yisurim D'Raises. So Mela is talking about the Abalesel also with your knife. And it's also over there with the knife. Mashiach and our Mishnah that says it's Mutter, it's talking about the Yad with your hand, that's why it's Mutter. Mar Mosi of Rabbi Yosef, Yosef has the Kasher. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Kal V'Choyme. There in the Mishnah Psochim, Rebbe Lezer says the Kal V'Choyme. That how could you, Rabbon, and say it's Osir? I have a kavuchayma to me to say these things are mutter. Have a kavuchayma. O ma shchita, shi mishum alocha, doiches a Shabbos. We're talking about a korban Pesach. That Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. And alocha is, you're allowed to shech the korban on Shabbos. A korban Pesach is doiches a Shabbos. So ma doch to do the shchita. That's an issur d'oraisa, it's a malocha. It's doiches a Shabbos. Elu, these things. How could you say it's also to carry the animal, to bring a chutz v'chum, or to cut off the wood? Elu shemishum shvus. These things that are only yosim and rabbonin. Ein adin sheyitzchus haShabbos. Isn't that the kal v'chomer that these yisurim and rabbonin, avada should be doiches haShabbos? So you see clearly, the Mishnah of them, Psachim, is not talking about an issur d'oraisa. It's only talking about an issur d'rabbonin. So you see clearly, the Mishnah there cannot be talking about cutting off the avalosoi with a kli, with a knife. Because cutting it off with a knife is also midiraisa. So what's Ramei answering back to the Rabbonin? A kal v'chomer, it should be mutter only midirabbonin. So it's Raya, the Mishnah there is talking about claw only with your hand. that it's only awesome in the Rabbonin. So Abizoy, what's this? Abizoy, it's a stira of the two Mishnahs then. We're back to the stira then. If the Mishnah then, Sachem is only talking about Midi Rabbonin, by using your hand, so how come over there it says it's Osir, and how come our Mishnah says it's Mutter with your hand, it's a stira? Elo Amar Rabbi Yosef, the Terence has to be like this. Ho vo ho biyad, saka true. Both Mishnahs are talking about your hand. Our Mishnah says on Shabbos, if you have the Korban HaTomid, that you want to bring Shabbos in the morning, and you find a ward that's growing on it, a growth that makes it a mum, you're allowed to pull it off with your hand on Shabbos, staka mutter. And there the Mishnah Psachim says, if you have a Korban Pesach that you want to bring on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tear off the ward with your hand. Why not? I'll tell you, O Shvus the Migdash Hetiru. I'll tell you, if you're doing the Shvus, cutting off the ward in the Beis HaMikdash, then it's Mutter. So our Mishnah is talking about bringing the Korban HaTomid on Shabbos. Now who brings the Korban HaTomid? The Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Korban is in the Beis HaMikdash already. So in the Beis HaMikdash, there will make where you could tear off the ward with your hand. Mashenken Shvus the Migdash b'Medina lo Yetiru. There the Mishnah is talking about a Korban Pesach. Now everybody takes the Korban Pesach a few days before, and they look over the Korban. So before they bring it to the Korban, Mestama Shabbos in the morning, the Yisrael looked over his Korban, and he found a ward on it. So before he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah there says, you should know, outside the Beis HaMikdash, in your house, you're not allowed to rip off the ward, even though you're doing it with your hand. That's only us, the Rabbanan, they weren't matter a Shvus b'Medina. Even though it's a Sarach Gavoya, you're doing it for the purpose to be able to bring the Korban Pesach, but since you're doing it in Medina out of the Beis HaMikdash, that's why it's awesome. It's La Yetiru, there's no heter for that. So the Mar Yosef Abayu Koma Lohosh Maitato, Abayu was sitting and said over this teretz, Eisvar Safra Labayu. So Rav Safra had a kasha on this teretz. How could you say that any time you have a Shvus, even though it's Negeya to the Mikdash, it's Negeya to a Korban, still, since it's being done out of the Beis HaMikdash, it's also to do it. I have a kasha on you. We had a Mishnah before. Ho Yekorya Ba Sefer, Al Eskupa. Somebody was sitting on the stoop, and he was reading a Sefer. And the Gemara's times, all the Sefer was like our Sefer Torah. It was like a Glila rolled up Sefer. V'nizgagul HaSefer Miyodei. And one side of the Sefer fell out of your hand, and started to roll away. Is Alocha Goyle Lo Yetzlei. You're allowed to fold it up, or roll it up to you. Now, V'yohocha Dishvus De Migdash. Now, even though it's an Isvi Rabban rolling it up, still we say it's mutter, why? Because the Migdash here means al sarach gevoyim. In other words, it's a bizoyin for the Sefer to let it stay unrolled. So that's also called like a Migdash. So you're allowed to roll up the Sefer now, it's doyma to the Migdash, but the Medina who? But where are you rolling it though? Not on the base of Migdash, on top of your roof, on top of your stoop. So you see, v'loy gazrina dil manofil v'yosa lesuye. Then we know metik zero, maybe you fall out of your hand and you come to carry it up. Like midrabbanan stamazay, it's also to be goylo, to roll it up. Because we're afraid maybe the whole thing will fall out of your hand, and you also come to carry it up. So midrabbanan it's also. But we're holding with a sefer that has a din like a migdish, nor the sefer, it's a choshev azach, it's mishum bizoyin hakodesh, so rabbanan will make all their shvus. Even though where are you doing this shvus? Out of the base of migdish. So you see, anything that's sorchi gevoyon, that's a sorach for Hashem's purpose, while you're doing it, they remind you to be over the Yisr Shavuos, even though it's not in the Beis HaMikdash. So how could the Mishnah Psachim say that when you have your Korban Pesach on Shabbos, and you want to rip off the ward with your hand, it's awesome, because you're not doing it in the Beis HaMikdash. So what? Even by Medina, out of the Beis HaMikdash, should be mutter. And if the Mar Poshet, here by the case of the Sefer Torah, there's not even a real Yisr Rabbonin. For lo yakimna b'yiskupa kamlis. Didn't we already put on the case it's talking about there, where the eskupa, the stoop you're standing on, is only a karmelis. It's not 10 tefachim high, it's only 5 or 6 tefachim high, it's only a karmelis. For Yeshua Sarabim, my veris lefoneho. And in front of you is a Yeshua Sarabim. Now, we're talking about the chivon, the igdai biyodai. We're talking about true. One side of the sefer rolled out of your hand and went into the Yeshua Sarabim. But the other side of the sefer is still in your hand. So now, afilu shvus namileka, there's not even this a shvus here to roll it up. Because even if the whole sefer would fall out of your hand and fall into Rosh Hashanah, if you'd carry it from the Rosh Hashanah back up to the stoop, the sakarmless, it's only awesome of the Rabbanim, there's no wisdom of the Raisa. So the Rabbanim never made a gzera in the case where one side of the sefer is in your hand. Since you're holding this sefer in your hand, there's not even this is the Rabbanan. That's why we'll make it for you over there to roll up the sefer to where you're standing. But maybe where it's an issa, the Rabbanan, it is usher, maybe the Rabbanan will not make it even tzarchei gevoya if you're not in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Right, Eisvei, I have another kasha though. Eisvei, another lochim says the Shabbos we had, Mishal Shalin Esa Pesach Letanur Imcha Sheikha. If Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, and you want to cook the Korban Pesach, so Mishal Shalin Esa Pesach Letanur Imcha Sheikha, at night time, you're allowed to start cooking up the Korban Pesach. That'll be Mishal Shalin, that means you have the Korban Pesach, the meat, on a chain. You're allowed to hold the Korban Pesach and lower it down into the Tanur. As Mishalsim is with the chain, you could lower down the meat into the tanner, in Chashecha. Now, v'yohocho d'shvus b'migdosh b'medina, v'loi gazrinim. Now, the halacha is, you're not allowed to do this on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to put the meat metchila into the tanner. Because there's exerim with Rabbonin, d'shem meyachta. Now, it's in Chashecha means here, right before Shabbos. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Mishalshlin, litzloisa, you want to roast it. Vu yitzla miyatzla, roast by itself. Uba bosa di alma, a regular piece of meat. Amrinon, ein tselem bosa, botzel, or beitza, elekdesh yitzolim abojoin. The locher is on a regular Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to put raw meat right before Shabbos into the tanner, into the oven. It has to be put on Friday afternoon, enough time before Shabbos, that it'll be tzolo, will be roasted before Shabbos. Why not? It's exera shemiyachta b'gicholim. Because if you're going to put the piece of meat right before Shabbos in the oven, now roasting it is going to make the meat, it'll be ready soon. Now we're afraid by the time you sit down to eat the meal, it won't be finished yet. So you want the meat to be roasted faster, you come to hit the coals to make it burn better, and that's an issue of the ricer on Shabbos. So right before Shabbos, you're not allowed to put raw meat into the tanner to start roasting right before Shabbos. And here it says it's mutter. When you have the Korban Pesach, and vice versa, Erev Pesach was on Friday, and tonight is Shabbos. So the locher is that right on Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook. So Mela, right before Shabbos, you're allowed to put this Korban Pesach into the tanner, and it'll cook by itself, and Shabbos by night, you'll eat it by Pesach. In the kasha, why not? Why don't they make the gzera? So Teret says, because since you're doing something that's a Korban, it's a tzarchei gevoya, it's like called in the Migdush. So Rabbanan didn't make the gzeras by the Migdush. Even though, where are you roasting your Korban Pesach? Not in the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody takes the Korban Pesach home, and they roast it home. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash Friday afternoon, the Kohen shechts it, then you take it home with you when you roast it in your house. So still we see, we don't make gzeras mid Rabbanan, even though it's b'medina, it's not in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's called Tzarcha Gevoya. So why the Mishnah Psachim saying that if you have your Korban Pesach that has the growth on it, you're not allowed to pull it off on Shabbos? Why not? It's only Yosem and the Rabbonin. There should be Mutter. So Ishtik, he kept quiet. He didn't have a terrace for this. You see a Shavus of the Mikdash, it's Mutter even b'medina. So the Maraki Yosel came with Rabbi Yosef. When he came in front of Rabbi Yosef, he gave a terrace. Omalei, Hochi Omalei Rav Safra. This is what Rav Safra told me. Omalei, my time up. And Omalei, my time of Tishanilei, why didn't you answer like this? Benei Chaburah's reason, hein. There's a difference. Usually by the Korban Pesach, when you're talking about cooking it, roasting it, usually a few people have the Korban together. Like the mitzvah is, you have to eat the whole thing, and there's nice if you leave it over. So usually you make sure before Pesach you have enough people that it's for one Korban that they'll be able to eat it together. They'll finish eating the whole Korban. So you have a few people together. So since Peshas roasting is a chabura, a few people together, there's reason him. That's why we're mekel. They're allowed to put it into the oven right before Shabbos, and we're not afraid maybe they'll be yachter, they'll hit the coals on Shabbos. Because since it's a chabur, a few people together, that's why it's reason. Mashenkin, before we're talking about you checking over the Korban Pesach before Pesach, and you find the war there, there's not a few people to do it. It's only one person to do it, so therefore we're machmer. Rashi, b'nei chabura, hanim nem ala Pesach's reasoning, they're very careful. The chol oiskim, the kodeshim's reason, the chomim, hilkach lemachti. Therefore the Rabbanim were not choshed, the Rabbanim weren't choshed, that maybe you'll hit the coals. Why didn't Abai like the steroids? Abai holds that is Kahanim's reason hein Amrinin. Aber b'nei Chaburah's reason hein loy Amrinin. We never find anywhere that we say stam regular people as Zoris watch themselves carefully, even if they have a few people together. It's only a smur Kahanim. B'shasta krovus the korban when the Kahanim do something, they're Zoris, they're very careful. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Ishtik saw the Kahanim's reason hein Amrinin. The Kamaduch, a lot of places in Shas we always say Kahanim are very careful. The Chivon Shenichnes Lavoidah the Yedua Shalem Duhu Hilchas Kodesh. Since this Kohen is going to do the Avoidah, he Zichel learned all the halachas before he starts doing it. So therefore, he's very zorah, he watches himself carefully. Abu B'nei Chabura, Zrizen Lam Rinan, Shein Lechadim, Shein Weis Pesach. I mean, normal people also make Korban Pesach. As not Mukha, they know the halachas. So Stam B'nei Chabura, we never say the Svarah as Zrizen name. Therefore, Abai didn't like this Torah to say B'nei Chabura Zrizen name. Therefore, Abai by Bakasha. Rav Ram, Rav gives another Torah now. Rav Ramar, Rabbi Lezahi. The Yoma Machshire Mitzvah Doichin Es Hashabbos. So Rashi Rav Yoma Hova Ho Biyad Kidi Omar To the Kli Lekel Yukma Lipsochim Mishum Locha. The Rav says another terrace not to the Spirit to our Mishnah and the Mishnah Psochim. That our Mishnah says Choitchin, you are allowed to cut off the growth of the animal, and the Mishnah Psochim says you're not allowed to cut off the growth. So Rav has another terrace now. That what Rashi says they're both talking about taka with your hand. Because the Mishnah Psachim is also not talking about an Issa Deraisa, it's only talking about an Issa Derabbanan. And even the Yad, just using your hand to pull off the ward, it's still the Mishnah Psachim says it's Osir. Aye, why does our Mishnah say here it's Mutter? For Ho Vaho Balecha. And both Mishnahs are talking about that the growth is still growing, it's a wet one, it's still alive. Di biyaveshah, because if it's talking about a dry one, loy mitzvah b'kli. How could our Mishnah say b'kli it's osur? There's no wisdom in the raisa. Elamas nisan diktoni shvus diyev shalom meyesmo mitchim makme machshire mitzvah Reb Lezi. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezi. The pligi nam yalob yudip sochim v'yomar doichin diafilu ab malachim mitchi mikemayim v'kol shchein shvus. I tell you, our Mishnah here that says that you are allowed to pull off the ward on Shabbos goes a little bit of Reb Lezer that says Machshire Mitzvah is Doiche Shabbos. That's Pshat now Mishnah. Machshire, just like the Korban Atonement itself is Doiche Shabbos, who are then to make the Korban ready to be used, like now it has a mum, you can't use it. To pull off the ward, it's called the Hechsher, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer. Mashenka, the Mishnah Psochem, clearly, the first man, the Yom, is not Reb Lezer. Because Reb Lezer over there is Taka Mechulik and says Doichen. So Tanakama that says it's not Doiche is not Reb Lezer. So therefore there's no stira. Our Mishnah is also Reb Lezer Shita. That holds Machshire Mitzvah is Doiche Shabbos. But what Shver on this is, if you hold Machshire Mitzvah is Doiche Shabbos, why does our Mishnah say you can't use a kli, you can't use a knife to cut it off? Because that's also Midiraisa. What's wrong if it's also Midiraisa? Reb Lezer holds Machshire Mitzvah is Doiche Shabbos. So since you're cutting off the growth to make the carbon roy to be used, it should be mutter even to do an Issa Deraisa. So why does our Mishnah say, if it goes according to Reb Lezer, a kli you can't do? This is the Chiddush. Reb Lezer, the Yoma, Machshir, Mitzvah, Dech, and the Shabbos. Abu Moida, Reb Lezer himself was also Moida. The Kama, the Efshel, Shnuya, Mashninen. When do we say you have a right to be over Nisi, the Raisam, for a Hechshir Mitzvah, if that's the only way you can fix up the Mitzvah? It's the only way, Lamosha, by Milo. You want to make a Milo on Shabbos, and the Moil doesn't have a knife. He lost his knife. So the only way to make the Milo is to make up a new knife. You're allowed to make the new knife on Shabbos, even though it's Nisi Deraisa. He owes Machshire Mitzvah Deiche Shabbos. That's because you have no other way of doing it. But where you have another way of doing it, the Yeshel Shnuya, you could do it with a Shinui, that there wouldn't be an Nisi Deraisa Mashninen. The Lachar is, you have to make a Shinui. Therefore, now Mishnah, you have this Korban Atomid, and today is Shabbos, you want to bring this Korban on Shabbos. So just like the Korban itself was Deiche Shabbos, we have less old true the Hechsher to make it Roy to be used also Deiche Shabbos. So you have the growth on the korban, now it's a mum, you can't use it. So you're allowed to cut off the growth on Shabbos. But there are two ways you could do it. Either you could do it with your hand, you could do it with a not normal manner. Do it with your hand and pull it off, or bite it off with your mouth. If you do that, it's only Yosem Midirabonin. Midiraisif smutig is not the normal manner. To use a knife, it's Yosem Midiraisim. So since you could do it with a knife and a vishinui, that would only be an Issa Derabbanan, even according to Reb Lezer, you only have a right to do the Issa Derabbanan. You don't have a right to be over the Issa Deraisa. That's why our Mishnah says, if you're in Bekli, kan vekanosim. To use a knife to cut it off, there's no head to, even according to Reb Lezer. Since you could do it with your hands, there's no right to be over an Issa Deraisa. Yashna Shnuya Mashninan. So the more mahi, where's the raya for this? What really has such a raya to see that even according to Rabbi Lezer, when you could do it in life and that's mutim the raya, you have to do it that way. Where's the raya? Like Rashi says, "Menor tamer, where's my raya?" The moedi Rabbi Lezer, the kama the eshleshnuya mashninen, the taninan. Where's the raya to say that when you could change it to do it life in the vishinui? That's only the rabbanon. You have to do it that way, and you have no right to do it yisri the raya. Where's my raya that he holds this word? Mahi, the tanya we learned. Koyain sha'olsa laboy yabelis, a koyain that has a growth that's growing on his body, is alocha chaveroit choitcholoi bishinov. Who could cut off the growth on Shabbos? Your chaver, and even your friend can't use a knife, has to use his teeth. He has to bite it off. If he bites it off, then it's okay.